This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You've perhaps by now heard, or, you know, perhaps not heard of Be Real. It's a French social media app that's become crazy popular. It's in the number one spot for free social networking apps in the Apple App Store. And of course, when platforms get popular, well, you just know that brands got to get in on it. Chris Stokel-Walker is a tech journalist. He wrote for Input Mag the other day about why brands and marketing on Be Real is particularly challenging. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Give me the 30-second Be Real primer for those who are not perhaps familiar, would you?
So Be Real is an app that will send you a push notification the same way that you do through news apps or anything else. And it tells you basically grab your cell phone and two pictures are taken. One using your front-facing camera, the other looking at your regular-facing camera, the one that looks out into the world. The idea is that you capture a moment in time that then gets shared with your friends and gives them a little bit of an insight, maybe unfiltered, into your everyday life.
Okay, now tell me how the social media team from Chipotle wound up in Times Square one day hanging around waiting for that notification.
Yeah, so Be Real is becoming rapidly a phenomenon of social media. 41 million times it's been downloaded this year alone. And Chipotle, who are known for being at the forefront of lots of social media movements, they had a billboard up on Times Square. They then decided that they were going to record it through Be Real. So they sent a bunch of their marketing team down to Times Square to mill about until they got that notification. Then, lo and behold, they take the picture, they upload it to Be Real. It becomes a social media moment.
I am surely not the first person to observe the irony of a large corporation putting advertising on an app that is all about being real.
Indeed. And I think that is one of the fundamental issues with Be Real is essentially capitalism ruins everything, right? We have this idea that there are these really unique, fantastic apps which have, in the case of Be Real, a response to the highly polished Instagram aesthetic. Then suddenly you have these brands who realize that they're missing out on a cultural moment. They decide to hop on board and they bring in the sort of polish that comes with all of the marketing messages that we see on subways.
And it is the job of some probably entry-level-ish junior social media person to stand around in Times Square, just for instance, to make this happen, right?
Yeah, I spoke to Chipotle and tried to speak to a few other organizations that have leaped on to Be Real and asked them how they actually do this. Do they just have someone sat around with all the props for their latest Be Real post? And they were a little bit cagey about the secret behind the magic.
Well, the secret behind the magic is get some junior person to stand around all day and you know, don't pay them very much. And that's the return on investment, right?
It is. And one of the interesting things about the return on investment is that there isn't really that much. This is kind of virtue signaling at the minute. This is an attempt to try and get what's called earned media from this.
Well, so on the whole making the investment thing, how do companies know? Companies don't know, but what's your sense of the calculation companies are making on getting into, say, Be Real, which for all its 41 million downloads is still really new? And how do companies know whether it's going to be Instagram and, you know, crazily popular or like Clubhouse, which was a flash in the pan, but now is what, you know?
Yeah, I think that they don't, in short.
Yeah.
This is one of the issues with marketing on Be Real. It requires a lot of time and effort and investment because you have to pay these people. And it means that you end up having these big brands like Chipotle taking that risk because they know that ultimately, as a percentage of their overall marketing budget, it's going to be relatively small. And if it doesn't pay off, then so be it. But for those smaller companies, there is this risk that they lose out because budgets are being tightened everywhere.
I am not, to be clear, on Be Real. I've got time for one social media network in my life, and that's it. This is your job. Are you on Be Real?
I'm not. I downloaded it, but one of the issues that I have is that I dropped my cell phone, and so one of the cameras doesn't work. So I couldn't even take part in Be Real if I wanted to.
Oh, no, because, of course, you need two cameras. Oh, man.
Indeed, yeah.
A little bit cursed, I would say. Chris Stokel-Walker, he's a technology journalist, writing most recently about Be Real and the phenomenon that it might be. We'll see. Chris, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.